Hello, my name is Alyssa Finley Lynch. Today I'm interviewing Miss Robbie Lynch. Miss Robbie, if you don't mind, would you state your name, date, and your location?
Hi, my name is Robbie Lynch. I live in Denison, Texas. I'm sitting here with my granddaughter, Alyssa Finley Lynch. It is October 22nd. We've been watching the leaves falling already, wondering where our summer went.
That is correct. All right. And if you don't mind, can you tell me one of your happiest memories? It can be any memory you have. It can be about me. It doesn't have to be about me. Just whatever you feel comfortable sharing.
I think one of my happiest memories was back November 26, 1985, when my only child, Jacob, was born after a very lengthy labor and delivery. He finally showed us his little face at 2:07 in the afternoon. This would be Alyssa's father. And by the way, his hair stood straight up when he was born, and so did Alyssa's.
That's new information to me. If you don't mind, will you tell me one of your most difficult memories?
I think the absolute most difficult memory of my life is when I was diagnosed with cancer 6 years ago. One of the most horrible experiences I have ever had to go through in my life. I think the only thing that could make that worse is if I had to watch my child or one of my grandchildren go through that. I think it totally defines the word helpless. There's just not anything you can do when it's a loved one. But as I've taught my grandchildren and my son, the power of prayer is awesome. So what started out to be a horrible situation and left very bad memories taught me lots of lessons in life. It opened lots of doors. I gained a whole new respect for the medical profession, and I hope it brought me closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you for sharing that. And if you don't mind, can you tell me about someone you will always remember?
I will always remember my father. He passed away 19 years ago, when Alyssa was only 4 months old. I think all girls, or at least most girls, think their father was very special. But in looking back over my life, I think my father was very special, and I will always remember him because he defines for me what a man was, and I think still should be: common courtesy, good manners, always respectful to the ladies. I watched him as I grew up, always pulled the chair out for my mother, always to open the door and let her in first. Lots and lots of good memories and good manners that sadly I just don't see nearly enough in these days and times that we're currently living in.
All right. And if you don't mind, what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I'm most grateful that sitting here today at my age, I have family. I still have a mother, I have a son, and I have three gorgeous grandchildren. I think it's one of those things, until you become a grandparent, it's very hard to understand. There's nothing better in this world than a grandchild. And there's no love exactly the same as the kind of love that a grandparent feels for a grandchild. I remember years back, my mother telling me it's a different kind of love that you feel for a grandchild, and you won't understand it until you have a grandchild of your own. Well, when Alyssa was born, I knew immediately what my mother was talking about. And yes, she was right.
Thank you for sharing that. What is your favorite memory of me?
I have lots of favorite memories of Alyssa, but I think one that stands out in my mind, she was about 3 months old, had on a beautiful little red ruffly dress. I was holding her in my left arm and I had a tea glass in my right hand. And at that young age, she was already reaching for my tea glass. So I put it to her mouth to let her get a little taste. So it's my fault. Alyssa started drinking sweet tea at 3 months old.
All right. What are you most proud of in your life?
I think probably I'm most proud of the fact that at my age, I have never ever been in trouble with the law. I have never been arrested or incarcerated. I have never ever done any kind of street drugs or misused drugs. And given the fact that we live in a day and time where it seems that using drugs and being in trouble with the law is just an everyday thing, I hope that when my child and my grandchildren get to the age that I am now, that they will be able to say the same thing.
I agree with that completely. Do you have any regrets in your life? Is there anything that's happened or that you have done that you feel that you regret or that you could change if you could?
I don't know that I would call it regret, but having looked back over my life, I think I possibly could regret that I did not take church seriously at a younger age. I think it's very important, and I only wish I had realized that younger in life. With the times we live in now, I can't express enough to my family how important it is that you not only attend church, but you work it as hard as you would work anything else, a high-paying job or anything else. In the end, that's what will carry us through.
Thank you. And how would you like to be remembered? If today happened to be the last day that you were here, how would you like everyone to remember you?
I would like my family to remember me as being an honest and decent person. I'm not saying perfect by any stretch, but I'm an honest, decent person, a Christian person. And I try to do what is right. I try to be the better example for my son and my grandchildren.
All right, perfect. And what are your hopes for me and after me, my children?
What I hope most of all for Alyssa, my son and my other grandchildren as well, is that first and foremost, they are good, solid Christian people. Secondly, that they are happy and healthy. I think if they keep God on their side, they can and will be happy and healthy people. And someday when I'm gone, I hope that they will look back over the time they had with me and maybe they will get a little laugh out of some of the silly things that I used to say to them. Like, don't drink too much water before you go to bed. And being a Texan, I say naw and y'all. Maybe they will remember some of these silly things and their heart will smile just a little bit. But the most important is that they remember that their grandmother was and is a fighter. We don't just throw in the towel and call it quits when things get tough or get hurtful. I've told them many times, reach around and pat yourself on the back and remember that you have a spine. Stand up, step up, and do what is right, even though most of the time it will be hard. Because after you do, you'll be very happy that you did and will have no regrets for having not done it.
Perfect. And if this was our last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
If this was our last conversation, what I would say to my granddaughter is that I love you immensely. You have been nothing short of a complete and total blessing in my life from the second you were born until the second I leave this world. I hope I've taught you well. I hope that you go on with life to be happy and healthy, and that you always remember that I've loved you with my entire heart and soul.
All right, thank you for sharing. And now it's time to tell you what you mean to me and what you have meant to me. You know, I've always really appreciated you stepping up in the time when I needed you most. Whether I knew it or not, you stepped up when I needed a good mother figure, and you stepped up and you did that perfectly. You did what you needed to do. You taught us to be good people, and I feel I've really learned and grown from that. I feel that you've taught me how to be a respectful woman with the yes ma'ams, no ma'ams. I had to learn that hard many times, but I always learned, and you kept me on the right track, even when I thought I was just getting in trouble for no reason. I understand now that it was stuff I needed to learn. I really am thankful for you for just being there when we needed you. And even though you'd get mad at us, you'd still always understand and listen. There were many times that it was hard, you know, just trying to deal with the adjustment of not having my mom around. But you always made sure to be able to fill that void when I needed you to. And you were very kind-hearted and sweet. And I really appreciate you for doing everything you could for us, me and my sister. And I'm just very glad that you were the one to step up and help us. I'm glad that you were able to see that we were struggling in that situation, whether we saw it or not. And you were able to be there for us and take care of us. And you've done that since, I guess I was in fifth grade when it happened. And ever since then, it's been a lot. Maybe it was before fifth grade. Either way, it's been a very long time. And she's helped us to show that we're respectful people, and she always kept us in church, whether we wanted to go or not. She still kept us in there, and she still kept us very respectful, and I'm very thankful for teaching us those manners, to teach us not to smack at the table, just those little silly manners that you think are stupid when you're kids, but in the end, it really teaches you some self-respect and how to be respectful in public, and I appreciate that more than I could ever express. Thank you.